Shir Chof Dalad Mishnayos Mikvaos by the Rosh Hashiva Dalad Iyar Hitov Shemim Hei, April 25th, 1985, and Thursday.
But there is one thing that I would like to discuss, something that has to do with this coming Saturday as a detail. Now, here in Shor, in the last Mishnah in Berkei, Perkei Mishnevol. So, Perkei Mishnehei. So, there is a machlokes between the Rash and the Rambam in the Pshat, in the Mishnah. The Nefim Shosu Zechun, Seimech Atul Makila Pulkone, Atul Zobi Zobeyer Bidele. So, there is a machlokes in regard to the Pshat of Nefim Shosu Zechun. But I'm not referring to this. There is a machlokes in the Pshat in Atul Zobi Zobeyer Bidele. According to the Rash, is it means we have to read it like this. The Nefim Shosu Zechri, Seimech Atul Makoil, Atul Kono, Atul Zobi Zobi, Yere Viteve. But Yere Viteve does not relate to the Zobi Zobi. In other words, the Tribune says that even Zobi Zobi, who are many Muli, can support the makel and the kone against the hole in the wall of the mikveh. According to the Rambam, so we have to read it, Seimech atul makel atul kone, makel atul kone, so that is the dover of kavutumen, because critically it's in kavutumen the Rabbanon. So if it was done like that the hole was blocked by Makel and Kone, that is in Kabul Tume, so then, as a result, even Izabi Zobe can use the mikveh. So, what's the pshat? Even Izabi Zobe. So, one pshat is in the Rambam, which is very simple. In other words, even that Zabe means even in regard to the Israel Bible, not only is the mikveh good, can be used in respect to Tumah Bitare, but even in regard to the Israel Bible. But other pshat is, Afil Zab means that requires Mayim Chayim, but Zobe doesn't require Mayim Chayim. Zobe does not require Mayim Chayim. So the Rambam says in one lotion, Agam Kvore. Zobe is what the Tanna in the Mishnah means is Afilu Zav, who requires Mayim Chayim. And that's the Rambam Shitose, that the whole halacha of Rabbi Yossi al Dita'are, let's say according to Rabbi Yossi, so applies only to Mayor. So Zob requires Mayor, you see. But Zobe doesn't even require Rabbi Yossi al Dita'are. Zob. Because Zobe does not have to be Tivelas Asal Davke in Mayim. Can be Tivelas Mikre too. So even Rabbi Yossi would be Matia. Is Zobe to be taken. And Rabbi Yossi says that Zab cannot be taken. But is Zobe even Rabbi Yossi? So why do you say, after Zobe, Zobe, Yerbe Teveo? So Zobe, Agav Gorenak. That's what the Rambam says in one motion. Beyond after Zobe, in Kabunose, Shazobe Tistor of Bias Manu Chai. Omnum Kabunose, you, she flew a shlemo. Bizocha, Hazobe, Neazo. But Zobe loved that. Now, so according to the Rambam Pshat, this Mishneh could be used as a mokeh for a halacha that the Zobe requires Mayim Chayim. There is a Tosefta that says in so many words that the Zobe does not require Mayim Chayim. Only Zav. Chimer Bizav Bizobe, Shehazav, Tom, Mayim Chayim Veim Zobet Tumah Mayim Chayim. He said. Now, Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Samachay, Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Samachay, mentions a pshat. There the Gemara says that Avuah D'Shmuel, so listen, he constructed mikvois for his daughters. Why? Because he was afraid lest it's Robo Nifim Alazayah. So Rashi explains it. Why couldn't we take him? No. In the other months of the year, so his daughters were tables in the river. But in Nisan, so there was a lot of Kshomim. There was a lot of Kshomim in Bavel. So in Mele, he didn't let them be tables in the north. Because Shemin Yir would need for a Zichlin, so the Mele, the Zichlin is bottled with all. So, Shemin Yir would need for a Zichlin, so the Mele it's not in Mayon, so it is in Mikve, and Mikve is not with a Zichlin. Mikve is not with a Zichlin. Mikve is not with a Zichlin. Then he mentions the Pshat of Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, that he says that the reason is why Rashi and Shabbos. Also, the same Gemara is in Chayas, that in Hay, in Shabbos, that Famahay, and in Chayas, that Munay. The Ovid Le Mikve, the Yemed in his Misayel Rav Dom Rav Mitre Bimaroves Ad Rav Pos Sova Asher Yir Banit Mazich. So Haimik Shomi Al Azich Unanevi Uwe Mutnam Misachas Mikvoyes Hazich Al Inkimayo Vanit Inkimikve Vishonimu Bitiras Kiyani Ach Mayim Ubeir Mikve Mayim Yochel Mili Akat Feibos Am Mikve Bitkilo Yeitoya תלמודים המיום, מהמיום לישמיים, אף מיק לישמיים. אם המיום מתאי הבזכרים, אף מיק למתאי הבזכרים, תלמודים האח, מיום מתאי הבזכרים. מיום מתאי הבזכרים, אך מיום, המיום מתאי הבזכרים, ומיק למתאי הבשבר, ומהו השברן לקובל וקיים. להפוקה שניתו בקילים דרסכלוסי, כשנמשוכם ידו מיק ליאורפון תפילת. דיבר ומקלקסי, בקובי וקיימן, אבל נדים, ממיון מתארם את מי שזכר למישכם, מגובי האונומוס, כי דרך כל הנורס, הילכה ויהי מניסן שהנורס דילים ומייקשום משום מאחירת, ומחשור החשבונים, חיה שמניר בו הנה תפין על הזכר, שנדיסי פה בנור, נקשום לו הזכר, ומחיה, ובוט לו הזכר נחיים בני תפין, ואין תרסמיין עליהם ותאיה בזכר, נאלו בשבירת, The other one is the common kind. Vani kibautim rabbin al levi, we should be suffering zivis minu. Because today, all leaders are suffering zavits, are suffering zavits. The zovet tuno maim chai, vi yefshal hamish morsen, we should am ilom chena bizavu bizove, shazov ton maim chai, bizove that's a deceptive until a perikalem, and the same deceptive is in Zob in Peregina. She has Zob, Tom Maim Chayim, the Zob in the Tuna Maim Chayim. So he rejects his Rebbe's Pshat. Now Rashi, here he rejects Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi's Pshat. But in Peres, Rashi mentions Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi's Pshat himself. But Rashi raises a very strong kasha against Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. How can he say that the Zobe requires Mayim Chayim when it's the fear that he said to him, Yile and Zobe, Chayna Bizav and Zobe, Shehazav to Mayim Chayim, Vein HaZobe to Mayim Chayim, and then Teisvah says, Sinan HaKashi, against Rabbi Zobe, Teisvah Sian Shabbos, Monacha, if the Zobe requires Mayim Chayim, so So what did Abu Bishmur accomplish by constructing the place for his daughters in Nissen? They couldn't choose the law, because the law did not begin of Mayo. And if he constructed Mamish in Mikve, so that's better than law in which the Nathan is over as Echoim. Then it's completely Nathan, 100% Nathan. Not just a robo Nathan or as Echoim, but 100% Zeich Nathan. So it's certainly no good. So, Kashi doesn't test that Kashi. Why doesn't Kashi test that Kashi is very? Because we can say, maybe Abu Yishmael constructed a Mayomik. You know, he just was making water from a Mayom so that it would flow into a Be'er and then fill up the Be'er with a Mayom. A Mayomik. Because usually Mikveh means not a Mayomik. But it could be that he constructed, we would say, that he constructed a Maya Mikveh. He constructed a Maya Mikveh. In other words, if it is, that's the Mishneh in the Kvois. Hevir al gabi Peicho, v'yitzike arayuk Mikveh. But if it's not Yitzike, so it has a din of Maya. So maybe Abu Yishmuel constructed a Mayon Mikveh, just channeled the water from a certain Mayon that it should flow into a certain veil in the vicinity. Alright, but the main kashi is there is a Mifirash of Tisefet. Alright, now. So that's a very difficult sheet. And no one is chishish for that sheet. Because all the notion today have been of Sotik Zobes. So, and still, I mean, who uses Imayu Mikveh? Who uses Imayu Mikveh? Years ago, so the Sapnera had in Williamsburg Imayu Mikveh. I don't know whether it still exists, Imayu Mikveh. And there were some questions whether it had a deen of Imayu Mikveh or not, because there is a machlekes, you know, in the Pshat in the Mishnah, Perkei Mishnah Beis, when it says, "Hevir al gabi brecho beipsike hareyu kemikve." So if it's ipsike, so then it doesn't have a din of Maya, only when it's nimshach. So the question is, there is a machlekes between all the Rishonim and the Rambam. According to all the Rishonim, as long as there is no severance, no hefsek in the beginning of the Mikveh, in the entry of the Mikveh, so then it is a din of Mayon. But according to the Rambam, in order to have a din of Mayon, so it has to be Nimshach, there shouldn't be any hefsek in the entry of the Mikveh, and there shouldn't be a hefsek, a severance, in the exit of the Mikveh. Suppose it's Nimshach at the entry, but then it stops there and it doesn't go out. There is a hefsek at the exit, so then it doesn't have a din of a Mayon anymore. Now that mikveh that the Satmar has constructed in Williamsburg, so there was amshocha, there was no hefsek at the entry into the mikveh, but there was amshocha at the exit of the mikveh. So according to the Rambam, we didn't have a din of a Mayon mikveh anyway. I mean, there is such a thing as the Maya Mikveh. So we could say that Abu Yishmuel constructed a Maya Mikveh, and he constructed in such a way that it should be Nimshach at the entry, at the beginning, between Soso, and be simple, that it should be Nimshach. So then, no remark. But the Kashi only asks the Kashi from the Sefer in Gile and in Zohar. Now, there is a Zeah that says also that the Zohar requires Maimcha. Now, the Zeah even says he needed But that could be explained. The Zia means the Nidis Bizbarazeh who are Sophic Zobis. Who are Sophic Zobis. But that itself is very difficult. And that itself is very difficult. Now, the Rushdie in the Sefer Taras HaMayim mentions a tshuva from the present Babich Rebbe. I mean, that he wrote to the Babich Rebbe after Rushdie or Lashon. Years ago, he wrote to the Babich Rebbe because the Balatadi in Kut Tere also says that the Zove requires Mindfire. Like the shite of the Rabbi Shorashel of Yitzchalei in Shabbos Daf Samachet. So Afurushi inquired from the present Rabbi Jalabi, what would the Mukhtira do? I mean, will he dissect it? Anyway, I mean, that's the kasha that Rashi raises against Rabbi Yitzchalei, whatever terrors one would say. And Rabbi Yitzchalei will also be interpret and the Mikutera. And then Rav Rushkin also mentioned a very strange Ramban. And this coming Sefer, Mitzio. At the end of the tale, it's a very good Sefer. It's an excellent Likut of Shittes. An excellent Likut. So there he mentions the Shaila that he sent to the Baruch Rebbe, and the Baruch Rebbe says, Baruch Rebbe did not write any real terms. He just said that what the Baal Tanya says in the Likut Tere does not have to be al pi halacha. Because that's missed there, and after all, so even if they don't pass, so let's say the machlokes between Sham and Yisrael, of course we pass by Yisrael, but missed there, we can mention the shite of Bishamai too, in missed there. Alright. It's a little missed there for me, I mean. The Ramban on the last posik in Yitzhak. Mamej the last few lines on Yitzhak. So he says, Val derech hapshat. Because first the Torah says that the chilita azov mizeivei v'sof halay shiva siyomim mitorosei v'chibes godov v'rochas tzorim v'mayim chayim v'toy. So the Torah says explicitly Izav requires Mayim, Mayim Chayim. Then the Torah says in Posik, Vayikot Eslov, Posik Chofei, V'yisho ki yozei zei domo yom rab nilu yesi nitoso, oi ki sozu fal nitoso, kol yin zei tumoso, ki mei nitoso, tiye, tmei oi, tmei oi. Now, it is interesting. Some of the trans- translations. Some of the translations, so you'll find it. I mean, it's a common mistake. Especially, I don't mean Shantino, but I mean those who write swollen English. So they say that the Zope is a woman who has the same condition, who has the same condition as Isaac. And that's not true. The condition of the Isaac is a certain sickness, you know, that I mean that is that involves the flow of fluid, not blood that is red, but something that is whitish, you see. And the condition of the Zove is a menstruation, except if the menstruation takes place, you know, normally, you know, normally, so then she is an eagle. And she, in the Raisa, she only has to count 7 days, not 7 clean days. But if the menstruation takes place, the menstrual flow takes place, the Lois Nidosa, the Lois Nidosa, what is the Lois Nidosa? The Lois Nidosa means, you dawa kyeu she the middle in it. Why you dawa? That's our Halachah in Sinai. But that our Halachah in Sinai is not exercise of course like for Adonai. It's based upon the Teva of the woman. The Torah calls it the Lois Nidosa. In other words, it's not a natural menstrual flow. Nidus means a natural menstrual flow, because the average woman, the average adult woman, so has a menstrual flow every month. So some women will have a flow every 30 days, some will have every 25 days, some will have every 24 days, and some women might have every 20 days. Every 20 days, you see. So, and that's natural. But the halacha in Sinai is the dalet yom should be immediately needed. That's the amazing. What it means, the amazing there. In other words, it's below yes nidosa. It's below yes nidosa. If a woman, let's say, had the initial menstrual flow as she reached puberty, so she had the initial menstrual flow, let's say, on the first of this, so 7 days, so she had to count, not 7 days, but 7 days, even if she has a flow every day of the 7 days. But then the 7 day and the 7 day subsides, so then she makes it decay, and with the rice there she can develop the ninth of day with the rice. With the rice. So now suppose she had a flow that's needless. Let's say that was on the first of this in a certain year, was the initial menstrual flow that she had after reaching puberty. So then she became in there for 7 days. And then if, let's say, the night of the eighth, the night after the seventh day, she was developed after the flow subsided, so she becomes stable. I mean, stable, that I mean, now it's only the gay Elisabeth or the Bible. But when Taras won oak, so it was the gay. To every pnuyo, I mean, even Iktano, if she had menstrual flow, so she had to be developed, in order not to contaminate the tumors. So, if she's developed right after the 7 days, so even though the flow continued for 7 days straight, but if at the end of the seventh day it subsided, so then, she can be developed the night of the eighth day, or any time later. Now suppose, and day, in day. If she was developed the night and day, and then the next morning she had the menstrual flow again. I'm discussing the device now. So then she becomes Isobectane. And suppose, and what is Isobectane? She bears silicon again. So she has to count one clean day. In other words, if let's say on the eighth day in the morning she had the menstrual flow, so that's the eighth day is the first day of the Dalakye Shabinidam. Is the first day of the Dalakye Shabinidam. So that means the eighth day, the ninth day, the tenth day, the 11th day, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 18th. So that's 11 days. From the 8th day till the 18th day, 11 days. That's the Yimei. The Yudal Chayim should be immediately. So if she has a menstrual flow on the 8th day, so she comes to the Tane, and she has to count one clean day. So then she has to make a ticket before the Shkia of the 8th day, and then if the 9th day is clean, she doesn't have any flow on the 9th day, so she's less at night, and she's still. She's still. Suppose on the 9th day she has another flow, 2 days in succession. So again, on the 10th day she has to count as a yinok. And if on the 10th day she's clean, she makes a decay and she finds herself clean, so then she's developed and she becomes stale. But suppose she has a menstrual flow on the 8th day, the 9th day, and the 10th day, 3 days in succession, then she becomes a Zobatele, and then she has to count not one clean day, but 7 clean days. 7 clean days. So if she had a menstrual flow on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th, so then she has to count as clean days the from the 11th till the 17th. And then she can be Tigales the night of the 18th, and she becomes there. So that's amazing. But suppose she didn't see any dam on the 8th and the 9th and the 10th and the 11th and the 12th and the 13th and the 14th and the 15th and the 16th and the 17th and the 18th, but she had a flow the 19th. Now her initial menstrual flow was on the 1st of the month, let's say on the 1st of this. And then, so she gave me that for 7 days. Then she was the goddess. She became tail. And then on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, the 18th, she didn't see any down. The 19th she saw down. So that's already after the Yudal of Yehi, of Yehi Zid. So in other words, she had 7 days in Yehi. Because she, on the 1st of the month, she saw down, so she didn't need it. Mama, she needed it. So 7 days she was in Yehi. Then she was developed on the 8th day. And from the 8th till the 18th, that's 11 days, she didn't have any flow. Then the 19th she had a flow again. So that is already needed. So she becomes needed. If she'll have the flow, let's say on the 18th, she'll become a Zobatane. If she'll have the flow on the 17th, she'll be a Zobatane. If she'll have a flow on the 8th, she'll be a Zobatane. And if she'll have a flow on the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th, she'll become a Zobatane. But if she has a flow after the Yudal Yeh on the 19th, So the initial flow was on the first, and the second flow is on the 19th, so it should be, that's immediate. So why is that so? So the Ramban explains it, because that's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Every doctor will collaborate that for women to have a flow every 19th day is not a pathological condition. She doesn't have to see back. But if you have a flow every 18th day, then she has to see back. Then there is something the matter with her. So that's why the Torah says, Bishop Yosuf Zeidon, Yom Rabbi Beloy Esfidos, because by definition, the Ziva means when it's not natural for her to have a flow. If a woman, let's say, has a flow on the first day month, and then she has another flow on the eighth, that's not a natural condition. She has to see a doctor. There is something the matter with her. So male, that's easy. So you the dalet here, you should immediately need there. That's below yisnidos. So the Torah says, "Bishop Yosef Zeidom Yom Rabbi below yisnidos." Or it is also from Yosef calling me Zeidom also. He made it also to get married. So in other words, when somebody, you'll see it in many of the books, especially books that were written by people who know very little, who think that if they went to yeshiva and they have a degree, so they can already write books. So you'll find in some of these books this amaratis, I mean, that the Zovo is a woman who has the same condition as what is Zovo, it's different condition. A Zav represents a very serious condition. That is the Raven. And Zovo involves a flow of Ode, of blood, the same kind of flow as Nidus, except that Nidus, she becomes Nido if she has the menstrual flow in Yimei Nidus, and she becomes a Zovo if she has the same kind of menstrual flow of blood. Of blood, Bimei Zive. What's in Mei Zive? Mei Zive is the Yudalef Yeh Yushev Nidah Limideh, because that's below Yeh Nidos. So the Torah says, Bishop Yosef Zidom Yom Ram Yeh Nidoso, or it is also from Nidoso, calling me Zif Moso, Kimei Nidoso Tiet Mei. So the Ramban, in the last passage, on the Tzeire, he says, Avo Rabbi Seinu, he came up with Taras Azove, Shetitaya Ki, oh, he says, Valder Hapshat, When the Torah says, the Ishaq Yodzah, the Zoma Yom Rabbi Lisa, the Zoma Yom Rabbi Lisa, the Zoma Yom Rabbi Lisa, right after the discussion of Zav, so the Alderach Hapshat, the Mashmois of the Pasuk is that she is Mechuyeves to make it feel in my Mechay. Alderach Hapshat. So then he says, Avo Rabbi Seinu, Ikelu bitaras azove, shetitaya kiderach shoran torim itmosom, bimimikre. But the Chachomim were maker, and they said, even though on their judicial mikra it appears that the Zov is mechuyeves to be teivales asal, in Mayim Chayim, just like Izav is mechuyev, but the Chachomim were maker. So what do you mean, Chachomim? Like Shefer and Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, Lulev and Shabbos Sukkot, you see. So, Shevatai say, Chachom and Bekeach to Beikir. But the Kumba say, only the Kishor, but the Deiris, how could a Chachom be Eikir and Yom Natir? If Nataor, so Ezobe, that's like the Shiteo of Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, that Ezobe has requires Tfila in Mayim Chayim. So if she's developed in Mikre, not in Mayim, so then she'll make Ezobe. And the husband is Bolel, his heart chorus. So it's a Nisa chorus. How did the Chachomim be matir, how the Chachomim be matir, beikir, be kumbase, and Elisabeth Reis is a chorus. So that's very strange. Our Rabbi Seyfi, he came with the Taras Azone, she told you the Kitar Shah, he told him the Mosul, be in Mikre. So, Vatam Lehem, why would Chachom make you? Mipnei Shilo Yitzorik Vahaskir Kol, Vahachar Tito. Because Potsi Chopchet says, Vim Toaro Mizeivo, Vim Shiva Siyomim, Vahachar Tito. So why did the Torah have to say Vahachar Tito? Vim Toaro Mizeivo, Vim Shiva Siyomim. So it's evident that she becomes there. In Torah Rom is evil. Why does the Torah have to say V'yachatito? So that was the reason as to why the Chachamim were making. V'atam lehem mipnei shelo yotzorek lahaske chlal v'achatito. Shebichlal yishi shelibu ha'kosuf el lahaske achiluk shebin hazochal mikivo sheyezeivo bidam ומחלי בני סמידוסו ובלויית ופיכוך סיפרו שבו הקוסוף לרבי זלותר אלינו וחתית כניתורים בתירו גם לא ימיים חד שר הפלושקין in his sefer he inquired what's the pshat in this one the Ramban is saying something and one of them he says the tradition in Kron in the Reise he's not very required my mechai then he says but Chachon no make So if a homoid, so the question is, how can they be eager? That's one question. And then he says the reason is why a homoid may kill, because they only died from the post. Why does the Torah have to say Bahatito? That's a purpose. Only to advise us, the Ahatito, even if she's the dollars we need, they're not in my own, she also becomes the eager. So how does he say that if we finish on the portion, why are still my height? So he says that himself. And then, how can he say that the traditional mikro requires mayim chayim? When the Tisefta says, chayim abizav mebizoret, I mean Rashi's kasha against from his form. So I thought of eternities. Now that has to do, you see, with this Rambam's pshat. According to the Rashi's pshat, So it means even can support the makir against the whole. But according to Rambam Pshat, that's the Dawam Karotim. Then it can be used even by Zav Mizobe. So, what does the Rambam say? I feel it's Zav who requires my Chayim, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is no requirement of Rabbi Yossi of the Tari in my. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says there is a requirement. So, why does he say I feel it's Zobe? So, one portion the Rambam says Zobe Birdinok, because Zobe doesn't require my Chayim. And there's a Tisefta, and the Rambam of Hazoko mentioned that Tisefta of Chayna Bizav Bizav. But this Mishneh, if somebody is interested in Mokeh for the Aloche mentioned by Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, that Tisefta requires Rambam Chayim, he could mention this Mishneh Mikrois, except that the Rambam rejects the Shita from Yitzchak Halevi. Now, well, I think that the pshat in Ramban is as follows. And maybe that's the pshat in Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. So they would answer the kasha of Rashi against Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. Actually, there are two aloches by Zobe or by any tom. First of all, there is a dinta if somebody is from it, whether it is a or Isode, or Itamimes, or Itamisharet, he doesn't know, or Tommy Tumas Nevele, doesn't make any difference. Any Tommy, if he's able himself, he becomes Tommy. He can enter Dazor, If he's not feeling himself, he enters the Azorius high court. So there is a dintar, food feeling. So the Zav requires a tare, food feeling in my own, and they need a adequately, don't require tare through immersion in my mind. But there is a dintare, food feeling. That's one. Then there is a necessary acid device for the tummy to be taken. There is machlekes in the Gemara and the machlekes in Shem, how we pass whether tefillah is man or is mitzvah or ignorant. So Roman Doma says that there is mitzvah deraisa for the tummy to be taken with man. To be taken with man. In other words, it's a mess. So he has to count 7 days and then have a zoe new desire. That the mechaper should be sprinkled on him on the 3rd day and the 7th day. So then, on the 8th day, he can table himself. So if Mandoma says, still this man of the Raise, if he's not tabling himself on the 8th day, he's tabling himself on the 9th day, he's not tabling as the Raise. The Mandoma says, still this man of Abitze. So he's not Mechuye to be tabled after this man. He can be tabled the 9th, 10th, 11th, whenever he wants. But everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah deraisa for a tummy to be tabled. For a tummy to be tabled. Of course, today is much higher because a tummy cannot be retiring himself from all tunas anyway. But like Bizman Abayis, when we could be retire ourselves, so there is a mitzvah deraisa upon every tummy to be tabled. Some male Rabban Shiti is found. In so far, there is a definite distinction between Zav and Zav. Zav requires Mayim Chayim not only from the point of view of the mitzvah of Tfilin. Of course, he's Mechuyev to be taken in Mayim Chayim. And if he's not taken in Mayim Chayim, he's not taken as an Isaac. If he's not taken in Mayim Chayim, he's taken himself in mitzvah. So he remains stomach. He remains stomach. And if he entered the Azore, even though he was tabling himself in a mikveh, but not in Mayim Chayim, his high chorus. Mashiach came. Visa, visove. So it depends. The Ramban says, if you finish on the Torah, when the Torah says that Tshuva shall be called. So when the Torah says, "The Torah is able to suffer," lo shiva siyomim b'achatita. So the Torah means she is mechuyeves in the raise. She has a mitzvah in the raise to be tevil in Mayim Chayim, like Zav. And suppose she is not develops in Mayim Chayim. She is develops in the mikveh. She is in the bathroom. But there is one basic difference. Vis-a-vis Zav, if he's stealing himself, not in my own, just in mikveh, so it's reliable to make it. So the tefillah is like nothing to nonetheless. So he remains stomach. Vis-a-vis of it, even though she's not the eldest in the Raise, to be the eldest in my own, just question what he says. But suppose she's the eldest in mikveh, not in my own, so the tomb is for her. And this is what Ramban says. So how do we know that? Because the Torah says, "V'nitvah u'mozeilo v'shofo shivas yomim v'yachatita." So why this repetition? V'nitvah u'mozeilo. So he says, in other words, v'yachatita tells us that even though she has a mitzvah deraisa to be the goddess Mayim Chayim, but if she doesn't do it, so she has a good lesson. Like a Jew who doesn't put on film or anything. So he doesn't affect his status in any way. He doesn't down one day. So he has an aveir. So she too has an aveir. But if she has developed in the mikveh, the achatita, so she becomes the lawyer. She becomes the lawyer. So there is no kasha. He said a chachamim will make it. So yes, the kasha, How can a Chacham be capable of Matir or become Basay? The answer is, as far as the Yisea of Tumi is concerned, with Bainu, let's say, so that of all the Gabi, Kisel, Midosh, and so on, and handling Pyrus is concerned, so here there is a Loche Bachatito, even Shalom in Maimchan. So she becomes there. But there is a mitzvah, the Chatchile, incumbent upon her, to be Tibeles in Maimchan. That's just a mitzvah. Like Sheifer, like Rule, so the Chacham Merkeach to be Eker Bishel Otais. This is the chapter now. So Mele, we can answer the Kashi of Rashi against the Mishra. The Mishra Levi says that the reason as to why Abu Yishmuel constructed special employees for his daughters in Nisim, because he didn't want them to be tables in the north. In the north, because there might have been obligation or azechon. So some Mele, so it's not good, so it's not my high. So it's not my high. So he had to construct special employees, and according to Mr. Lady, it was my employees, not plain employees, the Nikshon employees, but my employees. But the Kashi is that the Sefer says that his Abe can become payor, even from immersion in Mikve, not in Mayor. The answer is that's regarding the effectiveness of the tefillin to be mafkia the tume. So Yisrael can be mafkia the tume, and become payor even by immersion in Mikve, not in Mayor. But as far as the mitzvah is concerned, so she gives me the rice, gives me the rice to be together.
Thank you.
פרק בו. כל אמור אבו מקרה כמקרה, קורי אמורו וסדקי אמורו, ומדיו בהם כמו שהם. וכזמורו מינס עיקבתי בישולי המקרה. נמוד בישולי אמור, אם מגביל לי בו, אלו הם כאילו סודקו לו בשפר הזמן. So that's on the basis of the aloha of Eruv Mikvoyes Kishver Zanon. Now, why is there a distinction between Chure Amikve, Chure Amor, and Ukas Amor? So Chure Amor does not require that the Chayah, the whole, in the world of the Mior, should be as large as Shver Zanon. A cavity in the bureau, so it has to be discussed. The answer is, the Chaim says that, I mean everybody says that. In other words, there is aloha real mikvoyes kishveras haneim. So when is there a requirement of shveras haneim? Only if the water in one place and the water in the other place happen to be in different places, let's say. You have one tree here, you have one tree here, and then you have a wall between, interposed. So, the mikveh on one side of the wall is one mishus, the mikveh on the other side of the wall is in another motif. So in order to combine, unite, mikveh is mine, and two different mikvehs, you must have a connection of Shvarasana. Shvarasana means these two fingers, and if you use the width of these two fingers together as a diameter, you draw a circle around this as a diameter. So that's Shvarasana. In Mashenke, if the water, so the melee, in the case of Ukasamoro, that's a different reshus, a cavity. In the mior, in the bottom, in the ground of the mior. So it's a different reshus. So in order to combine the water in the cavity with the water in the mior itself, we have to have a shveras haneim connection. Masheinki chuli amor, sitki amor, a crack in the wall of the mior. That's not a separate reshus, it's the same mokim. It's the same mokim. So then they can become combined even with a mashu connection. What does it mean, koshe? It's mistaka that moshe means, mashu means tefiach latfiach. Tefiach latfiach means enough moisture. If you have, let's say, on your hands, enough drops of water so that you could moist your other hand. That's tefiach latfiach. Tefiach means this hand is moist, but you couldn't apply moisture, transfer moisture to something else. That's the thing. So the washing probably means tefiach latfiach. So if you have to combine waters in two separate kines, in different rishuis, so that, let's say, you have mikvois on both sides, on the right side of the wall and on the left side of the wall. So then, in order to combine them, you need a connection of Shvarasana. But if it's in the same okay, then even a mashu is a sufficient mechaber to connect the two waters. Omar Abyude Eimesa Bizman Shina Meresatmo Avonim Amiresatmo Magbilim Bo Kemo Shehi. So when do we say that by Ukasamo, cavity in the mouth, which is a different one, so we require a connection of Shveras Haneim, if when you are table something in the when a person, let's say, is table himself, or is table a kelim in the Ukas Amor, so then it maintains itself. But if as a result of a person entering the Lucas Amor, so then the whole thing collapses, that means then it becomes part of the law. It doesn't have its own identity, its own existence as an entity by itself. So it's the same mocking as the law. If it's the same mocking as the law, so it's like Chure Amor, Sitki Amor. So then even a Mashu connection is Mechaber at the war. Omar Abudin is Mashu Kamer is Hatsu. Madun Lok Emoshi. Now there are. Kol Amura Olgun. Chure Amor, Chumun Shpisicha Mikve. Mishum Shereftili Shalem Moriz, Kol Mikve Mioro. Kimo Shehen, Amor Pishen Kuhin Shferas Aleit. הוא כסף מאורג ומושל שואה מקרים ומאו נחשבים ממה מקרים שואה מה יומם ונזקשים ומיפו בהם אבל כבניהם כשפר הסמי לחבון אומר רבי נהי נסי לבו רבי הוא לאח לי כאלו לפורש בזמן שהמדס עצמו כשבורית וביוקו או הוא קוי עם המדס עצמו ונגג מפסיק בינו ונמורו ונגג המפסיק בינו ונמורו נפלאו אבל עם המדס עצמו it cannot maintain its own existence as a Lucas Amor in face of a tefillah in it. So then it becomes bottled to the more. Uvishor shebom itnevu gaga uko shetach tzamikvo umisav imen amor imen uko magbil mitmeishi because then it's not a, it doesn't represent a different, a separate mokei. It's the same mokei as the mikvi itself. So mele, we don't require a shifar asalei correction. אפלאים מנקד כשפרסת. משתבס, בלי שהוא מוליקלים, והגבילו נערי יותר, ואם לא טוב על, אין המים מורובים, עד שהוא מורובים כשפרס הנאי. So in other words, suppose you have a pail, and the pail itself is stomach. The pail itself has to be immersed in the meat. And then you put in let's say small kelim, let's say rings, needles in the pail, and then you immerse the pail with the 10 rings in it, in the mikveh. So then not only the pail becomes light, but the rings that are inside the pail also become dirty. We do not have to tell the Lord to bow in a mile of water. What do you mean the Lord to bow? When do the rings become to a the dream itself is gone. So then you can detail the rings again the pain. But suppose the pain itself is story of the ring is happening. And then you put 10 rings inside the pail that doesn't require tefillah, and you put it, you immerse the pail in the mikveh. Then the tefillah is not tefillah to the rings. You loy tabal. Oh, tefillah. Now there are ein amayim morovin achim morovin kishver asamei. In other words, in the mouth, let's say. If the mouth of the pail, the pia pail, is as large as Shvaras HaMeit, let's say, as large as this, this is more than Shvaras HaMeit. So then, even if the pail itself doesn't require to put in a few rings, in this cup, let's say, you put in a few rings in the cup, even if the cup doesn't require to. So since there is a Shveras HaMeit connection between the water in the cup, in the pail, and the water in the mikveh, so then it is in for the rings. But suppose the pair of the pail is very little, as large as this, less than Shveras HaMeit, so, and then you put in the ring, needles, let's say, in that pail, so then only the pail itself requires tefillah. So, So the tefillah is eilei for the rings and the needles also, but the pail itself is not on a, and the pail, the mouth of the pail of the dli is less as far as an a, so then the tefillah is not here. Right now we are just learning the Mishnayos according to the Rav's job. Now, Mishnah Yom. Shleisha Mikvoyes, you have three mikvoyes, one adjacent to the other. Vazechov Sol. Let's say, you have three mikvoyes. One, two, three. So, one adjacent to the other. Naturally, in this mikveh you have mikshamim that are in mikshamim. Chopsor here, that is natural. Here you have chopsor, that is shor. And then, the other shleisha b'tov men. And Reuven, Shimon, Levi descended into the three mikvoyes at the same time. At the same time, Reuven went down here, that is a mikveh of chopsor naturally, and Shimon here, chopsor naturally, and Levi here, chopsor shuri. So naturally, there is a displacement whenever you immerse a body or a person in water, so that displaces water. Now, if the chopsor reached to the top of the mikveh, so as a result of Reuven's immersion in this mikveh, there will be an overflow of water. That's Archimedes' principle. So, as a result of Shimon's immersion in this mikveh, and of course, it has reference to the case where the level of water is in the top of the mikveh. So then there's a displacement. If the mikveh is not full with water, so then there is no apparent displacement. There is a displacement, but not an apparent displacement. You can't see it. So it's just so. And as a result of Levi's immersion in this mikveh, there is also a displacement. And then the three displacements of water join each other. So Mele, as a result of the simultaneous displacement by Reuven and Shimon, so the waters in this mikveh and that mikveh join. So they become united into one mikveh of Memsor. So Mele, the displacement resulting from the immersion of Levi in the mikveh shuvo becomes initial, because Vashoke, because the three displacements join each other, and as a result of the displacement of mikveh number one, of the joining of the displacement of mikveh number one with the displacement of mikveh number two, so one mikveh of Memsor is formed. And that can affect Ashoke on mikveh number three, because the mayim is a result of the three immersions, so the mayim of mikveh number three come in contact with the mayim of mikveh number two, and the mayim of mikveh number two join, come in contact with the mayim of mikveh number one. So everybody, so all the mikvoyes are there, and the tefillim are there. Shlisha Mikvoyis Vozeh Chofso. Suppose this mikve is a kshero, 20 saw in shore. This mikve is 20 saw in shore. And the middle one is shore. So then, the yod shleisha mitakuben, in isavu, hamikve is kmishoi, vatein is kmishoi. So then, no union, merger, was effected between mikve number one and mikve number two. In the first case, the ratio of the Mishneh, so a merger is effected between mikve number one and mikve number two, forming an integrated merged mikve of 40 saw. But in the second case, the same of the Mishneh, so the middle mikve is shown, so the middle mikve could not form a merger with mikve number one. It could not form a merger with mikveh number three either, because 20 saw in the middle, the 20 saw in the middle are true. So in the middle mikveh remains shore, and the two side mikvehs remain tears. They are taking for sure, but no one becomes so here because each one was stayed there in a mikveh of 20 saw. Alright, now there are. Vozeskim, vozeskim, mayim shel, vovishlish eskim, so mayim shuri. Tobum visaval, tulosom, toba mayim, vishikum, vishapu, voshtom, zubezu. המקווייס תהילים אפילו השאול שהשני השאיר מסעבים יחד ויש כאן שיר מקווה בו ימצוא מים שאיר וכשנסחה בלוהן השאול שם ימצוא פנו גביהם מחמנתיים חוכשרו מימה ותפילה הוי השאול באמצע מחמשה השאול מפציק משני מחצים הקשרים אין הקשר מסעבים זה עם זה המקווייס כמו שאולו שהקשרים כשאירים להקס עליהם ואשר נמצוא כשאירים והשאול ויקושו רק יותר אופן כושר ראי זה why does don't the two side points become possible there is a loche that if we certain meet that there is less than them so then it became a rugi. If Gimel Lubi fall into that mikveh, suppose the mikveh has 39 so, or 39 and a half so, or 39 and 3/4, or 39 and 4/5, not full mem so, then Gimel Lubi fall into it, then it passes the whole mikveh. So here too, as a result of the immersion of Reuven, Shimon and Levi in the three mikvahs, so there was a displacement from the middle mikveh into the adjacent mikvahs. And there might, if the person happens to be a bulky person, so then the displacement in each adjacent mikveh might be more than the mulugi. So it should puzzle the adjacent mikvahs. As a result of the fall, of the dropping of Gimel Lukim, living that emanated, that resulted from the displacement. So the Rav says, no, true that Gimel Lukim dropped into the adjacent mikvahs from the middle mikvah, from the middle mikvah, into the adjacent mikvahs. But how did they drop? By direct point, we know there are hamshochet. So, and hamshochet will mutate those impossible. So he says, "Rachopishenim ha'shol misalvim korechot." הספוג והדלי שהיו בהם שרי שלו במים ונופלו למקווה לא יפסלו של יומרו אלו שרי שלוגים שנופלו שרי שלוגים שנופלו נבור ספונג' and the pail. Now the sponge had a lot of water absorbed in it, but you can see it. It's absorbed in the sponge. And then the surfaces, the inner surfaces of the pail had a lot of moisture adhering, you know, to the internal surface of the glue. But it's not something, you know, that you can, you know, scoop it, you know, and grab it and seize it. So it's not gimlug in the end. They're not so visible. You see it's wet, but what's it here? You see here, I touch it. I feel the moisture. What do I see? Drops? I don't see drops. But why do I feel the moisture? Because it's impregnated to myself. I can see my finger became wet. But when I look into it, I don't see any drops of water. So it's impregnated in the surface. So suppose you have a big pail, so that the moisture in its totality might be even looking no more than you look. And then it fell into the mikveh, or the sponge fell into the mikveh. And as it fell into the mikveh, the moisture might have exuded, squeezed out from the surface of the pail, or from the sponge. And so then it doesn't pass into the mikveh. Why? Because only when there is a mikveh of visible gimlug, not if there is a mikveh of gimlugim that are absorbed in the kale in the sponge, then they don't pass the mikveh. So as food by the show you the relation of the mind. Not from mikveh loy pasul, shall yom go el oshrei shal lulim shenof. Now the Rav, show you the mikveh mind, bring mood cooking where, abo in the end, because God will abon the mikveh of the Mishnah. Hasido late bo shabiyam ein mabilin bo hem melkin hoyu nikuin ki shvega samei ve bulei meya vichu god labo tvochim uvi koton rubei. So suppose you have a box and you put it, a big box, and you put it in the yak, and then a person who is stomach climbs into the Siddur Tevesh of the Yam. And the Siddur Tevesh of the Yam is a little submerged in the Yam. So mele, it is filled up with water. And the person immerses himself in the water that fills up the Siddur table. Even though the immersion was made in the Siddur Tevesh of the Yam, but since the mouth of the Siddur table is more, so the water in the table become commingled with the water in the Yam, and the person who immersed himself actually the water in the table is considered obedient as if he immersed himself in the water in the Yam outside of it, because of the aloche of the mikveh. So here we have the aloche that what constitutes ill mikveh, an integration between two waters, the water is in the arm and the water on the table, a connection kishvarasam. A connection kishvarasam. That means these two fingers, and if you draw a circle along these two fingers as the arm. Alright. But Yudhi says no. That kishvarasam is not enough. It has to be four part. It has to be four tvach in Kli Godel. Four tvach. What does it mean in Kli Godel? If let's say the size of the table is tishat tvach. So that's called the Kli Godel. And if, let's say, the size of the table is 6 tvachim, that's called kotel. So if it's a Kli Godel, let's say, like 9 tvachim table, so then a mute would be... So dalet tvachim would not constitute the whole of the table. The whole of the table. So then, a naked, an opening of Dalet Vohim would be enough to constitute the deal between integration and communion between the water inside the body or the yam. And the Koton, let's say, it's six Vohim, the table is six Vohim, let's say it's six lengthwise and six widthwise. So if there is an opening, a naked of three plus tvachim, so then it constitutes a imhoyosako kupo, mabili wen kimoshim, mitne shamayim od. Like this, in order to be taken in a kele, the mouth of the kele has to be kishvarasanei. But suppose the mouth of the kele is less than kishvarasanei, then there is no ear. But if you are tailoring a sack in a kupa that has many holes, so then even the mouth of the kupa of the sack is very little, like this. You see, you have certain sacks. The sake, where the mouth of the pay is very narrow. So, since the test pores and water penetrates through the pores in the kupo, through the pores in the sack, so the melee there is filled with waves without an opening kishvara. Without an opening kishvara. Even if the pair of the sack of the kupo is very narrow, in picturing as a man, my viewing his son, in mowing his son, he died. Because in another missionary, in the further pairing, so the missionary tells us that suppose you immerse, let's say, this kele in it. You immerse this kele in it. And then, you want to bring it up from the mikveh. So, if you want to make sure, let's say, suppose the mikveh had mem somnitz mitzomitz. Then you are tailoring it. Then, when you tailor it, so if you raise it like this, with the mouth on top, you have to watch my demonstrations. So, if you raise the mikveh, so then there's a little bit of water as you raise the kele from the mikveh. The mikveh had memso. Now, when you are tailoring and then you raise it like this, so it's unavoidable that there should be a little bit of water in the mikveh, and sometimes if it's a pikele, there could be gimlugim. There could be gimlugim inside the teich of the mikveh. Now, the moment you raise it, it becomes shore. And if it's gimlugim, if you pour it back, it will pass on the mikveh. Because since the mikveh originally had memsor, so by taking it out, it's less than memsor. It's less than memsor. So then, if you pour it back, and if it's gimlugim, it will pass on the mikveh. So the Mishnah says, in order not to be sure, so when you take out the mikveh, for the kelef of the mikveh, after your table, during the mikveh, that had just memsor, so you have to be careful to raise it like this, you see? To raise it like this, so it will never become shor. Because if you raise it like this, the water that is in the kelef becomes shor. But if you raise it, you have table it, and then you raise it like this, so the water will never become shor. Will never become shor. That's in the case of a regular kelef. But suppose you raise a kupot, the test pours, then you can raise it with the mouth on top, because it never becomes shor, because it cannot be preserved, you see, because the water will instantaneously spill out through the pores. So, suppose the sack or the kupot have to be under a corset, and the water passed into the sack or into the kupot, it doesn't become shor, because it cannot be preserved. It has so many pores. Elamadbil neison, it can be madbil, the sack and the kupot, umalnes vidarkon, with the mouth on top. You don't have to be malet this way, with the mouth and body. Alright, now.
It cannot be preserved in the sack. Now that Mishnah that says that Kav Keses, when you are mallet, you have to be mallet like this, that's in Pirei Zayin, Mishnah Vov. But Sakri Kupo, you can be mallet like this, not dafka like this. Alright. Sakri kupo salos in tzom shalav kufi madun vishenim in biyam vipoyim kim shtar sanei shekulam vayim kovim til man sechom igale in mikve in pekla sa mikve shumayim shubi in mao niso ki daakon in mikve shim in tzom tzomis damon in kamon in kav ket shoreya kim shim kvias sesev in amayim amayim shek sechom shuvim ki zet yasem madun mayim sonder shoreyim ובסעתי קופו לא יחי שינון ולחשיד המים שבסי לכון שובי ליפסי לסם מיקרה. Now, I don't want to spend
much time on it, because I just want to go over the sixth period with the Rambam but not Pshat. But here there are two, there is a machlokes v'shem. What's the reason as to why when you are tevil in a sakri kupo, small kale in a sakri kupo, so even though the mouth, the tail of the sack and the kupo is very, very narrow like this, so it's still good. So it's still good. And even though the sack and kupo doesn't require tefillin of its own. So the Mordechai in Shvuos Beis, now it's important to look into the Aviv and Shvuos, that's Hilchos Mikvaos, you know. And the Mordechai in Shvuos Beis, that's exclusively in Mikvaos. So the Mordechai mentions in the name of the Rav Yor that the reason is why Sak v'Gufo, you can take your keli, you can put in, let's say, 50 keli, small keli, in the Sak or the Gufo, and immerse the Sak and the Gufo in the mikveh. Why is it so? That all Eon Mikveh the mouth of the Gufo is very narrow, Shvarzanei. So he says, because the Sak has numerous pores. How many pores do it have? Depends upon the size of the sack. Let's say, if it's a sack of every size, might have maybe a few hundred pores. So through each pore by itself in the sack is minute, is very, very small. Very, very small. Each pore by itself is much less than the size of Shvarzanei. Shvarzanei would be a circle drawn around these two fingers in diameter. But the totality of all the 100 pores or the 200 pores will be more than Shvarzanei. So the Rav Yoh says that you can tie many small holes to Shvarzanei. So that's the reason as to why you can take many keli. You can put in, let's say, 200 needles in the sack and the kupo. Even though the sack and the kupo has a mouth prepared, but it's very narrow. Because the totality of all the pores is more Shvarzanei. It's on the basis of tzil. That's what the Mordechai in the base of Shvuos says. The Chacham Tzvi, this Mefash we have in Yeshiva, we have the Chacham Tzvi. Simon Mem, very important Jew. So he is died from the washing of Rashi in Chagiyah Daf Chobeis, that Rashi doesn't agree with this explanation of the Mordechai. And Rashi Shittig is, because why can you tell many came inside the sack of Kupo? Because since water penetrates through the pores, so mele it doesn't require Shvarzanei, because there is actually, when do we require a connection Shvarzanei? When there is no actual community. But if there is an actual community, then we don't need a Shvarzanei connection. And here there's an actual community, because the water passes through the sack and
umalinis of Gidalkon Kimikashid and some is that when we come with Kalkashoya to be a social Namai, that's the design of Mikvois. Mishnevov, Kirush, if you say in a mile, my sister Shulim, Kit, Yase, Madu Maulis on the Shulayan, the Sabbath, Kupo with Hashion, the Shulim, I should say, on Shulim, you need to say something. Mishnevov. Kis treshe di mikve, vihidu boi sakeli, ti avu mitumoson, Avos mein al gab klicheres. Gistere is a fragment, a smithering, a fragment of a klicheres. Let's say a klicheres broke. So you have fragments, and the fragment has a rim. It's not completely flat, it has a rim, but between one portion of the rim and the other portion of the rim, there are cracks. So water penetrates through the cracks. So gisra shalim mikve v'hibir es hakeli. And he put in, let's say, in that gisra, he put in 10 mils, small keli, and he put it in the mikve. Tiyahu mitamosa. Tiyahu mitamosa. Why? Because water comes in through the cracks. Now look here, there is no Rambam in our. So look into the Yochan Beas, the Taras Yisrael. Lamedzai, Tiyahu mitamosa. Darim rovin amayim shebisichan imei amikre. There are chabgam, the cracks, shehei, the breaks, shehu kishver sanei. Alright. Avon mein al gav klichas. But if the gistere itself was stomach, the gistere itself was stomach. Now the halacha is, this requires a certain idea in Kalim. The halacha is, let's say if the matras becomes stomach, so you can retire it by immersing it in the mikveh. But if the klicheres eli takone ele bishvira. So if the klicheres becomes stomach, it can be tabled in the mikveh 1,000 times. It will not become toyer. So what will be matkia to make the tumah will be poka if you break it. But not if you just break it. If you break it into two fragments. Only if you break it completely that it's incapable. So that the fragments are incapable of doing lachna rishina. Lachna rishina. Let's say you have an earthenware cup that is used, you know, for filling up with water. And suppose a part of that cup breaks up, but there is enough left so that you can use it, maybe lachna rishina. You can still draw water with that broken cup, you see. So then the tumah is not poka. Not only is that poka, if it became tumah, if the sheretz came in contact with it before the break, so it doesn't, it's not poka, but even if the sheretz will come in contact with it after the break, as long as the fragment is eisen milachton or isheno, it can still be used in the same way as before the break, so it can be recovered. That's the hour. Lest it breaks into small fragments so that each fragment is incapable of doing the same, for fulfilling the same function that it originally fulfilled. So if you have a gistere, and the gistere is still isomein lachton oishen, and then you put in, let's say, 10 needles in the gistere, and you put the gistere with the 10 needles